Well, you know, I think we've reached a new low.
We the people of the United States.
Yeah, U.S. America. when it comes to seeing the image of Jesus.
Uh-oh. Where is he now?
Okay, now let's see if we can remember some that we've had in the past.
Well, we've had potato chips.
We've had potato chips that were Jesus.
Yes.
We had a water stain on the side of a glass building that was Jesus. Let me see. Anything else come to mind right now?
Oh, you know, lots of sides of buildings and things like that.
All right.
And potatoes.
Once again, comes now. Chiani Richards from Splendora, Texas, says she found Jesus in the mold of her bathroom. Yep.
Mold of her bathroom.
It's either mold or mildew. They ain't taking no Lysol to it yet for obvious reasons.
Well, no, because people will line up.
Now, let's say that you're the assignments editor for a Houston television station.
Yeah. Oh, this is in Houston?
Yeah, that's not Splendora. Not far.
Oh, okay.
It's a speed trap outside Houston.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's Splendora, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you get that call from Chiana Richards, who says, I've got Jesus in the mold of my shower.
If she's talking like that, I'm hanging up.
Yeah. When do you decide to roll a unit? You know what I'm saying? And so, of course... And when you get there, because I was just looking at the video, I mean, as she said, well, if you find it in yourself after looking at it, which means it doesn't look anything like Jesus, okay. And I'm not sure what Miss Richards was doing the night before she found Jesus in her mold. I found Jesus in my shower. That could be a story right there, couldn't it?
Yeah, really? Did he break in?
Yeah, anyway, they've got it there. The mold began growing in the bathroom a couple of months ago when Thomas George, who lives in the house, was in prison. And George says he's just watching over us to make sure nothing happens or I get in trouble and go back. If he gives me inspiration just to do better. And that's fine.
Go back as into jail?
Yeah, I think so. That's fine. Any inspiration you get from your spiritual life is all good, okay? But anyway, if you get time today, go have a look at the Jesus mold in Splendora and see if you can see him in there. And again, because we know exactly what he looked like, right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, all those renditions are exactly what a Jewish carpenter would have looked like.
Yeah, so there. Uh-huh. That going up. All right, so now new problems for Facebook. New problems for Facebook.
Okay.
They got 900 million users, okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's fine. And there's a key demographic, though, that seems to be slipping out of the grasp of Facebook, and that is young teens telling the Los Angeles Times that the social network no longer boasts much of the cool factor because it's become a, quote, mom thing, unquote.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt that.
Yeah. And that's... That is something that you've got to think about. Facebook is just not the big fad anymore, says a 15-year-old. For many of her peers, Twitter, Tumblr, texting, and other mobile apps.
Oh, TT&T.
Meet Mark Zuckerberg's site. And they give a little more privacy, too, from Momster and Dadster. Meanwhile...
Are they saying it's mom both because mom's actually on Facebook themselves, or they're monitoring their kids on Facebook?
Well, no, it's because mom's on there.
Right, yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
mom starts posting on your Facebook wall, and you lose a lot of cool points real fast.
Facebook is
love you much, honey bunch.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Good luck today on the test.
That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Forgot your lunch. I'll bring it by.
Yeah.
Kissy, kissy, kissy.
Yeah.
Don't worry, honey. It happens to everybody.
What's your mom talking about?
You know? You're not the only one, sweetie.
That's right. Yeah. If you think you're alone, it happens all the time.
Right. Yeah.
You're normal, just like everybody else.
Yeah. Mom! Don't forget, we're going to see Granny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to be at Tulia this weekend.
Yeah,
so.
Mama and Peepaw are coming.
That's
so
right.
Make sure you clean your room.
That's right. Yeah. I never liked that girl anyway.
That's right.
Again, love you bunches.
You're too good for her.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, young lady, but I would appreciate it if you do not post on my son's Facebook wall. I mean, you see treacherous path
that
can be trod so
easily.
That's
right.
Well, or even if they don't, post, they're just going to get troubled. You know what I mean? They just they'll read something and they'll have to turn the computer off because they're just, they'll be troubled because of what they've read.
I've seen on there. Why do you post this on here? Why do you post this stuff on here? Mom.
Anyway, Facebook is huge with older folks, though. Like, that's important. It got higher proportions of the 50 to 64-year-old users than any other social network besides LinkedIn. And 3 of 4 U.S. moms using home computers checked into the site in March. Again, think about that. 75% of U.S. American moms using home computers checked into the site. That's not good. You know, if you're trying to be cool, the stats don't look don't lock down the idea that teens are sick of Facebook. It's just because teens are using these services, and then they've got other ones that are available that, again, mom and dad may not be plugged into. So, as Chase said, the cool factor, may be going away. So we'll see. Mother of a Boston area 6-year-old. Who forged a note in highlighter pen written on finger paint paper in order to get out of his after-school program, is asking the disciplinary action be taken against her son's school. Here's what happened. The school claims that it had an old cell phone number for the mom and left a message on it approving the absence, but the child was alone and not in his after-school program. The boy had apparently gone home. Because he wanted to play Wii instead. Duh.
He's not going to get perfect attendance.
Yep, no, he's not. Anyway, wrote a note dismissing himself from school, and obviously nobody at school caught on. Again, it's written in a highlighter on finger paint paper. That's what all grown-ups write those pieces on. Ah, how could you
Mom's
not
Mom's name
know
is
that?
Misspelled.
Yeah. And, of course, the writing is just wonderful. So.
I was going to say, and the penmanship looks suspiciously like the student.
Yeah. So, anyway, good job there. And a Saudi princess caught trying to leave the Shangri-La Hotel in Paris without settling the bill for her rooms.
I guess they don't offer convenient in-room checkout?
I don't know. Apparently not. Well, especially because she tried to walk out at 3:30 in the morning. That might cause people to notice that without paying her bill. Oh, she had a 60-member entourage.
That's how she got noticed.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons she got noticed. The real reason she got noticed was because she owed the hotel $7.4 million.
Oh.
Good grief.
Yeah.
That's some room service right there.
Yeah. I'm thinking they're probably going to hold your bags there. Yeah, they're not going to be
7.3. What, she like steal all the paintings? Over
well, I don't. Don't know how long she was there.
Honey, leave the minibar alone.
That's right.
You know that those pecans are just crazy expensive.
I mean, that snicker bar is marked up.
Golly.